This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Women are always daughters. They may or may not become wives, professionals, or mothers, but they're always somebody's daughter, wondering what their mother might think of them. Patty Davis, who had a pretty famous mother and father in Ronald and Nancy Reagan, has written a book in which many women, including Anna Quindlen, Lily Tomlin, Whoopi Goldberg, and Anne Rice, try to tell the story of the relationship that shifts, twists, and changes with their mothers. The book is called The Lives Our Mothers Leave Us, and on this weekend before Mother's Day, we welcome Patty Davis, who's written 7 books, including her autobiography and a couple of novels. She's at member station KCRW in Santa Monica. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Near as I could figure, all of the daughters that talk about their mothers in your book seem to be a bit north of 40.
Yeah, that was deliberate.
Okay. What's the reason for that?
Well, if you're ever going to get the depth of your parental relationships, particularly your relationship with your mother, there's just something about that age. It's sort of, I've equated it to kind of to going to an art gallery and standing back from a painting so that you can see it better. You know, I think that is something with age and wisdom that you come to, that you can't change your history. So you have 2 choices. You can either make the best of it and understand how you came to be the person who you are in all of the good ways, either because of your mother or despite what your mother did or however, you know. I mean, if I could choose one word to encapsulate this whole book, it would be acceptance. Mm-hmm. Every single woman, no matter what their story was with her mother, had come to a place of acceptance.
You take a bite of the apple of the Judy Garland story by talking, not to the obvious suspect, Liza Minnelli, but Lorna Luft. Being Judy Garland's daughter has to be tough under any circumstances.
Yeah.
We're talking about a woman who was a legend not only in show business, but obviously in the circles of spiraling downwards between drugs and drinking, meeting the wrong men, several suicide attempts, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. Lorna was, you're right, at one point she was kind of assigned to dole out her mother's pills.
Well, not only dole them out, empty out the capsules and fill them with sugar. And she was like 10, 11 years old. And Lorna was told that if her mother ever did overdose, she was not to call the paramedics, she was not to call the police, she was to call the manager. And she was 17 when her mother died. And at the funeral, there were thousands of people standing around. Lorna found herself comforting other people. And I completely related to that because I found myself when my father died doing the same thing.
In our family, we used to have a picture up on a refrigerator of my wife when she was like a 5-year-old girl. And one of our daughters, then 3, said, "Who's that?" And I said, "That's Mama," when she was just a couple years older than you. And her daughter said, "Where are you?"
Yeah.
Because as far as she's concerned, we've always been together just waiting for our daughters to come around. Do we need to remind ourselves, our parents, our mothers specifically, were fully formed people before we ever got here?
Yes, and I think that was, especially the deeper I got into the book, all of these women had, every one of them had already investigated their mother's past, except Whoopi Goldberg, which...
She didn't know how old her mother is.
She doesn't know anything about her mother's past. And I said, "Well, I don't understand why." And she said, "She just feels like it doesn't matter. What matters is, you know, her life with us and her as our mother, Whoopi and her brother, and her own story doesn't matter." But it was very profound. Because I was late into the book by the time I interviewed Whoopi, and so I was very aware of how important it is to understand how your mother grew up and what influenced her and what she brought to the task of mothering.
Let me ask you about Juliana Margulies, because she grew up with a mother who was, I think it's safe to say, just not into being mom.
Well, her mother had her at a rather young age. She and her husband were really children of the 60s. Mm-hmm. They, you know, they wanted to travel around and be hippies, and she had three girls and, you know, loved them, but she was always moving around. I mean, she'd take them to Germany, she'd take them here, she's always changing her mind. And then when Giuliana was already a pretty successful actress and she was back home, staying at her mother's house while she was doing a play back east, and she lay down on the couch and she was taking a nap, and she woke up and she saw her mother standing at the ironing board singing, and she went, what are you doing? And her mother holds up this bottle of spray starch or whatever it was and said, have you tried this? It's fantastic. And Giuliana said, who are you? And she said, you know, she said, I was so young when I had you girls, and I loved you, you know, desperately, but I really wasn't ready to be a mother. And I'm ready to be a mother now. I went back to her ironing and her singing.
May I ask, how's your mother doing?
She's doing well. You know, she's 88 and she's had some falls, but she's well. I mean, she gets around.
And I make bold to ask this just because obviously you've written about it in the book. How are you and your mother doing?
We're doing well. You know, if you've had a challenging relationship with your mother, and certainly I have, I think then acceptance is really, really has to be a lifeline. And, you know, I was aware recently that I had kind of thought, well, you know, I've done so much work on this, on processing my history and my relationship with my mother, that she's really, you know, she's just stopped trying to push my buttons. But then I kind of backed up a little bit more and really looked at our exchanges, and I thought, no, she's actually trying really hard to push my buttons. It's just that my buttons are not that accessible anymore, you know? You know, my part of the equation has changed, right?
Well, maybe that's growing up.
It is growing up. Because the truth of the matter is, the older we get, we don't need to give our mothers that much power over us. We really can grow up.
Patty Davis, her new book, The Lives Our Mothers Leave Us. She joined us from KCRW in Santa Monica. Thanks so much.
Thank you.